Hello, happy summer. It's July 2025, and this is the audio version of Home Matters, Large Greater Washington, D.C.'s monthly newsletter, where together we're creating a more human society, where people with and without intellectual disabilities share life. All right, guys, this is a special newsletter because we've been having so much fun this summer already. We had to share all of our photos. We couldn't choose just a few. So what have you been up to this summer? If you're looking for an idea, we've got one for you. You could come to one of our summer suppers. We will share some details in a minute about that. But let's jump into the email, our summer scrapbook. It'll be a lot of me describing pictures and reading the captions. So here we go. Our first great picture is of the one and only Johnny Schofield. And he's got this great, painter's smock on. He's got all his paints in front of him. He's smiling in front of his window because he's hosting this awesome Paint with Johnny Day, Pintar con Johnny. And the next picture is everyone's beautiful canvases all lined up on Ontario House steps. And the picture below that shows everyone who got to come to this fun day. We see Mary, Fritz, Eileen, Alex, there's a few people in the background that my vision can't quite see. We got Mariela, Cito, a bunch of people all gathered around these tables, thanks to Johnny painting their hearts out. The day was complete with a community art piece and snacks, as all the best gatherings have. Thank you, Johnny, for sharing your gifts and bringing us all together at the same time. Below that is a picture of Francine wearing, I think, is that a Dolphins jersey, Francine? A Dolphins jersey, smiling her Francine smile in front of Macy's in New York City. That's right. And there's a bunch of like crazy flowers all around the Macy's logo. And the picture next to that is Carl wearing a Chicago Bulls shirt, bringing in the sports, y'all. Also in New York City. In front of the, what is that, Central Park? Yeah, and the skyscrapers behind Central Park. I don't know New York City geography well, guys, I'm sorry. But Fran and Carl do, because they went to New York City, which is something they've both wanted to do for a long time. They went by train. And had an amazing time, so be sure to ask Carl about all his trips he wants to take when you see him, because it is a list, y'all. But shout out to assistants and lots of people who worked to make that dream come true, including Carl and France. So below that, we've got this fabulous group photo of lots of large GWDC members standing in front of a stage with a projector behind them that has lyrics to This Little Light of Mine. And a great picture of Odile and Fran. Fran's wearing a squid hat and has a microphone in her hand. I think there's some karaokeing going on in this photo. And then a lovely snapshot of Deborah and Chriselli wearing, Deborah's wearing a dress and Chriselli's wearing a t-shirt, but it's the same pattern, which was not on purpose. This was a surprise. Both outfits were gifted / thrifted, and they were at, all of these pictures are from regional gathering, and they surprised each other with matching outfits. They couldn't look better. The caption for these three fabulous photos, LARCH is an international federation, which means we have communities all over the world living out our mission of mutually transforming relationships between people with and without disabilities. LARCH in the USA has over 20 communities, and last week we got together with four of them for the Southeast Regional Gathering, think LARCH Family Reunion, at Davidson College in North Carolina. It was a grand time of connecting, singing, dancing, eating, sharing updates, and making excellent fashion choices. You can click the green links wherever you see them. This, watch some video clips of our time here, will take you to LARCH USA's Instagram page. Parker Davis did some fabulous gathering of videos from this regional gathering, and please watch them. I mean, What talent is greater than being a vampire and turning your community mates into fellow vampires? I mean, you gotta see it to believe it. The other link will take you to a story. The green link says Think Large Family Reunion from our last fall print newsletter that Cito Sassieto wrote about our last regional gathering. Not to get too detailed, but it was when we were part of the Northeast region of L'Arche, and we shifted things around because we have more L'Arche communities and we are trying to, you know, combine ones that are close to each other into regions. And that's why we went to the Southeast region for the first time ever this year. It's very exciting. If you're into the politics of L'Arche USA, community, L'Arche USA and communities of L'Arche in the USA, you know, give us a shout because there's not enough time here to explain what all I just said, really. Moving on to some fabulous vacation photos. The first one we have is a giant Adirondack chair that Ricky Criselli and Cordelia are sitting in from Horn Harbor, surrounded by Abby and Courtney and Alex, taking a picture of Euclid on house vacation in Reedville. Below that is, anyone know those boardwalk bikes where it's like a little four-person, sometimes six-person, like almost carriage that you pedal around? Yeah. If you've done those, you know they're a riot. Lori and Cito did one. I think at Ocean City, maybe? They were near Fenwick Island in Ocean City, so I think this is the boardwalk there. And then Carl, looking so fly in his New York Knicks outfit, sweatshirt, shorts, socks, like, he's got it going on. Just taking a little break at the putt-putt golf area. So these are two recent house vacations, and the caption reads, "We cannot express enough how much house vacations help us relax, bond, and grow together as a home. This year, Euclid House returned to Reedville, Virginia, and Sixth Street House ventured to Fenwick Island / Ocean City. Lakeside jam sessions, mini golf, and helicopter rides, yes, y'all, abound. Thanks to donors like you, we can make lasting family vacation memories, strengthening us as a home and team of assistants." Again, clicking that green link for helicopter rides will take you to this little video of Brucey, who went on a helicopter ride with Alex and Pauline. So, take it for Bruce, you know, go on an adventure, but only one time, as Bruce would say. Below that is a lovely photo of Carmen, Abby, and Deborah visiting Eileen's Yard Sale co-curated show at Art Enables. It's open through August 16th, so definitely go check it out. Lots of items are also available for shipping. You can order them online. But yeah, it's a really, I feel like, one of the greatest examples. Like, Art Enables is incredible, and here they are making art across with so many different people, but then just tapping into Eileen's other gifts and interests of being a pro yard sailor. And just what an amazing idea and amazing piece of collaboration and being led by Eileen. So awesome. Speaking of Eileen, the queen herself celebrated her 65th birthday with so many loved ones. There's a photo here of her posing with Kiana at one of her birthday dinners with so many people came to celebrate the one and only Eileen. She's wearing a tiara, y'all, and a sash, and has probably the most queenly dress I've ever seen. It's got like pearls around the collar and some like creamy white laciness, and yeah, you know, Eileen can bring it. That's all I have to say. And shout out to Kiana, because she always has the most amazing glasses on. And the next picture is one of Luke, Tim Shriver, Eileen, a number of others got to go to listen to our friend Tim share a conversation with Bishop Buddy, exploring the role of dignity in our public life. So if you've never heard Tim Shriver talk about his dignity index, do click on that green link. You can listen and watch the conversation, and yeah, just the essentialness of holding the dignity of others, even when we disagree, even when we might not like the person, but just recalling the humanity of other people is going to be the only way we can really move forward. We can really move, period. Not even forward, just be in this world. So take a listen there. Below that are two photos of the farmhouse stripped down of its white paint. It's all brown and naked now because we're getting rid of asbestos and stuff. Click on the green links to hear some more of the progress we're making on the renovations at the farmhouse. It's very exciting stuff. And if you just don't know about the farmhouse, it's our new home in Arlington that we're opening soon-ish. But if you want to kind of learn more about the history and how we came to have this home, which is a historical landmark in Arlington County, then yes, you can go to larsh-gwdc.org/welcome-home to learn more about that. Next pictures are from, we had a movie release of our short film on loneliness at the Arlington Draft House, which was wonderful. And we had a panel talking about the film process and their experience and being part of it and talking about loneliness and friendship. So that was fun. And the artwork for On Loneliness film is this really lovely piece of Hazel, that includes Hazel. So it's just cool to see this ginormous piece of art on the screen behind us. The other photo is of Hazel and Sarah. They were able to go to the 2025 Global Loneliness Awareness Summit put on by the Foundation for Social Connection Action Network. So there's a picture of them within the Capitol doing some advocacy work. And included is a video. Definitely take a chance, take a few minutes to listen to some life stories. So we launched our short film on loneliness during Global Loneliness Awareness Week. Over 577,000 people have seen this 7-minute video based on over 18 hours of recorded interviews with UWDC community members. And so those interview clips are above. And we'd love for you to take some time to listen to those. We've heard how this piece has helped people connect and reconnect with others. We were honored to share it with folks at the Foundation for Social Connections Loneliness Awareness Summit on Capitol Hill. We hope it continues to impact the broader discourse on loneliness and friendship, highlighting the necessity for friendships across difference. Invite you to watch the film if you haven't already, and consider who you might connect with by sharing it. If you have an experience of encountering or sharing the film, tell us about it. You can reply to this email or leave us a voice message by clicking that green link. And literally, you can just press the record button and we'll get your voice message. All right, advocacy update. With the passing of the Big Beautiful Bill, the Act HR 1 into law, we'd appreciate anyone taking the time to learn more about how LARSH-GWDC and Medicaid interact and about the values or lack thereof these cuts communicate about disabled people and caregivers. So click the green link that says learn more. That'll take you to our website to a piece that our Director of Advocacy and Human Services wrote, just kind of explaining the complexity of how we function as a service provider and receive Medicaid contracts or receive Medicaid reimbursements. You can also watch this video linked to hear from Eileen and Ty, their personal experiences of advocating for funding at a recent disability policy seminar. Eileen and Ty specifically start sharing at minute 7:48, and there will be more updates to come, but we anticipate our advocacy efforts shifting toward the state level as DC and Virginia examine their budgets in the fall. So stay tuned for more. News and events, our annual report. If you haven't read our fiscal year 24 annual report yet, please check it out by clicking the link or the photo. It's got great stories, lovely photos, offers financial insight, and lists every donor for the fiscal year to show our deep gratitude for your partnership. And summer suppers. We always love connecting over dinner, but summer especially is a joyful time in LARSH to be together around the table, picnic or otherwise. If you're interested in joining us for supper this summer, please email Cito at outreach@larsh-gwdc.org or call 771-221-0477. 6, and we've got some fun summer supper barbecue versions coming up. So that's just where we're kind of have an open time for people to pop in and out with one of our homes. So if you want more of that information, please reach out to CETO. Community Connections Program, we launched this in 2024. It's a program designed by and for people with disabilities and people without disabilities. And it's been a great place to build community and connect with others beyond our large homes. Our next CCP will be July 26th from 2 to 4 p.m. at Clarendon United Methodist Church in Arlington. You can click the green link to learn more about CCP. If you've never been, please do sign up. If you don't sign up, it's not the end of the world. You can still show up. But it just helps keep track of folks and send reminders and information and also celebrate birthdays. Prayer nights, the ever faithful prayer nights. They're virtual. They're the first Tuesday of every month. They're always at 6:30 p.m. Eastern time on Zoom. Our next prayer night is August 5th. If you need reminders, go ahead and sign up for them. You'll get an email the day before prayer night to remind you to come to prayer night. Woohoo! All right, slice of life from the archives. We have this incredible photo of Bruce Alvin Weaver in this kind of rainbow floaty donut hole thing inside the pool. I think it's Francois's pool, it looks like to me. But, you know, he's hitting it with style. This is July, circa 2019. Not even circa, definitely 2019. And, I mean, he's just, you know, showing, modeling for us how we should all be, which, you know, is just very Bruce. So let us know. Have you gone swimming yet this summer? You can tell us, yes, I love the pool. Yes, in the ocean. The proper way to be. I'm kidding. I love the pool too. It's, or, you know, maybe it's just like only air conditioning indoors for me. Thank you so much. Fair enough. Fair enough. Let us know your opinion. And let us know anything. You know, if you liked this photo newsletter, great. We'd love to hear that. If you didn't, we'd love to hear that too. You know, any conversation we can have is so much appreciated. Can y'all hear the cicadas in the background? I hope so. Signing off for July. We'll see you in August, y'all. Make it a good one. Bye.